You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Joshua Cartagenova, the CEO of Therapy Source, a staffing company that specializes in connecting schools and other educational institutions with highly qualified therapists. Josh and his wife, Stacy, created the company back in 2001 when they realized there was a strong market for therapist-based contractors for school districts. The company has grown today to over 1,200 therapists and a leadership team that is unparalleled. Mr. Cartagenova, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you for the time.
Hey, you're welcome, and thanks for yours as well. So for starters, tell us how Therapy Source began. Get into some of those details, if you would.
Well, back in 2001, my wife, speech therapist, was working for a local district. And they approached her and they said, you know, we actually need another speech therapist. Do you know of any? Being that my wife is very well connected, she knew of somebody called Debbie and started contracting Debbie to the district. Was able to see there was a big need for these types of services, as she was a contractor herself, and continued to grow, grew up to about 12 therapists. At that point, I came on with my background in business and marketing and the legal aspects and contracts, and I was able to, you know, work out all the some of the areas that she wasn't too strong in. She was the clinical end, I was the business end, and we continued to grow from there. In 2001, and grew out of our home, bought another office, and continued to grow at that point. And you know, today we're about 56 employees, and actually close to 3,000 therapists in 40 states.
That's some tremendous growth and quite impressive, no doubt about that. Now, there are news stories literally every day about educational-based diagnosis. What is different about what you are doing and how you're working, and how do you see it fitting into the traditional business norms?
Well, being the fact is that we have parents becoming a little more educated. You know, our business has grown because of parent education. They're becoming more aware of situations their children need, which are age-appropriate, you know, the lisping or a certain R sound, if you're talking about speech. Now, we do all related services, so it's speech, PT, OT, psychology, social work, and other related services, but really focus just on schools. So as you have this parent education, this is where you have a higher need for these types of services as they approach their own districts and say, I believe that my child may need to be evaluated because of these elements. And due to those facts of this parent education that has grown in the special ed world, and that's one area that the government really doesn't want to reduce, because these kids do need these additional help.
Now, what do you see as the benefits of this type of business that we may not realize traditionally on the surface, and if there is any, why?
Well, this is a if you think about staffing in general, it's more of a futuristic approach to business. Instead of, you know, districts enjoy the fact of utilizing and outsourcing because it's more of a, what I call a JIT or just-in-time type inventory, where if they have a small caseload, they don't need to hire full-time or part-time or what have you and pay the pensions and benefits and vacation pay and other things that come around with salary. By utilizing an organization like ours, they have a deeper breadth of opportunities of different types of therapists they can choose from, specialists as well that will do a better job of serving the children for their district, and really only pay for really what they need at that point. know, you have different sized districts, some that may be, you know, thousands and thousands, you know, 32,000 kids, and then you may have some that are much smaller charter schools, and therefore it's a more efficient and effective use of federal and local funds. And that's really where there's a good use of the partnership between district or charter school and therapy source.
And thanks for the clarification and the help in those regards today. We're joined by Mr. Joshua Cartagenova, CEO of Therapy Source, a staffing company that specializes in connecting schools and other educational institutions with highly qualified therapists, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Cartagenova, you're obviously fulfilling a service need, but you're also impacting people's lives. I can see that from here as well. Is there a code that you live by or that your business functions under? And if so, what is that?
Well, you know what? We've been in business for over 16 years, and it's a very competitive type marketplace. So you have to differentiate yourself on one of the most important parts of this industry is really its people and its therapists. We focus on the highest quality type and qualified therapists in the marketplace. Just like in any industry in the world, whether you're working in finance or technology or what have you, you're going to have a whole different skill set of, you know, anywhere from doctors to what have you. And we focus on the higher echelon in the higher individual. Therefore, we know at that point that we're providing the best at that point to the district or the charter school. And in developing that relationship with this high-profile individual and specialist, speech or PT or what have you, you have at that point developed the longer-term relationship. You know, our clients are very highly educated, you know, PhD level, and you are dealing with children. And so that's the last thing that I want to do, talking about ethics and code, is to really put a substandard therapist into a district just for placement. You know, I'm looking for long-term relationships and partnerships that they come back and say, you know what, that Mary Smith that you provided me was one of the best speech therapists that we've ever had. And at that point, that's really where, do you have an OT? Do you have a speech, another speech therapist? Do you have a behavioral therapist? So this is really where you get long-term relationships. And we've had clients for over 16 years because of that code and that ethics and that business sense.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you, and it certainly has been impressive to see the growth of the company over the years. In conclusion, based on your personal experience, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs that are looking to launch a new company, either in your space or another industry?
I think you have to look at probably one of the most important things is really, in my industry, it's focusing on the changing environments, focusing on what your clients are looking for. Just like in any type of industry, technology and processes and other industries move fast. And if you continue to stick with a status quo, you will be left behind. So the way that you're able to do this is to constantly be able to connect with your customers, constantly be able to ask the hard questions, and get a good marketing department to be able to provide that data for you on questionnaires and push the envelope. And everyone says you push the envelope, but we also do one of our, you know, things that we've been doing since 2008 is online therapy. We're actually one of the pioneers in the industry doing it since 2008. And you have now a slew of providers over the past 3 years providing online therapy. And being the first in there, we've known that there was a need for this particular services, but it's about asking those right questions. So to summarize at this point is really just be in touch with your clients and understand what their needs are coming up and think of better ways to handle those pains and those issues. And that's really where it turns into longer-based communication and also business for your clients and for the company.
Well, Mr. Cartagenova, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today. A lot we can learn from the information shared here today as well. Not only that, but certainly inspirational. Where can listeners get all the details on Therapy Source?
I just go to txsource.com. That's www.tx, as in Texas, source.com, and it'll have all sorts of information and contact information. They would have any questions, they can contact us directly.
That certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Cartagenova, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today.
Not a problem, Eric. I do appreciate it.
And the pleasure certainly was ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Joshua Cartagenova, the CEO of Therapy Source, a staffing company that specializes in connecting schools and other educational institutions with highly qualified therapists. And for further details and to learn more, visit txsource.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With an app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.